morning, Lexus. 17th January, 1971.
Yep. There are so many persons following their own principles of religious ritualistic performance. But they are remaining in the same standard. They are not improving. The spiritual life or religious life means that one should make advance towards back to home, back to God. Not that religious life should be followed to make some material improvement. That is not religious.
Karma, artha, kama, moksha. These are the principles for elevating a living entity to the highest platform. But they are taking it generally. They perform religious ritualistic performances for getting some more money, or opposite requires some money for our maintenance. That is necessary. But if he simply performs religious performances to acquire money only, that is his life. Generally people do so. They give in charity so that they may get more money. They open dharamsala so that they can get more houses. That is their purpose. Or they may be elevated to the heavenly kingdom. Because they do not know what is his actual interest. The actual interest is to go back to home, go back to God. This idea, perhaps not even 1% man know. That is ultimate end of, ultimate goal of life is to go back to home, back to God. Nati Hidu Sathakatinti Vishnu. Vishnu, God, the Supreme Personality of God. They do not know that the real interest is to go back home, go back to God. Durasayadi Vahivat Samani. They have accepted that we shall be happy by adjusting this material world. Therefore they cannot make any progress. Actually, religion does not mean to improve your material condition. That is not religion. Srimad Bhagavata therefore says that Tabai Pumsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Vadhokhari. That type of religion is first class, which elevates one to the platform of pure devotional service to the Absolute Truth. That is it. People are not attracted to the Bhagavad Dharma or the religion. Bhagavad Dharma is actually Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma does not mean that one must have a certain type of religious life. Sanatana Dharma means the eternal. Sanatana Dharma is applicable for all living entities. A living entity is eternal. God is eternal. And there is an eternal abode. Parastasmatu bhava anya bhaktya bhakta sanatana. So, the religious principles which promote a follower to the highest platform of serving the eternal Supreme God, that is called Sanatana. Nitya Nityanam, Kirtana Kirtananam. That is first class religion. Therefore here it is said, Naikantikam. Naikantikam. Sati kite pitite. Even one becomes free from all contamination of sinful life by prosecuting the particular type of religious principles, that is not sufficient. Because ultimately it cannot give any good result. Naikantiham tadhi siti vinishtite mana punadhyabhati seda asatpate. Because the mind is so disturbed that even after being free from all contamination of sinful life, the mind again goes to that sinful activity. It is very difficult to control the mind. For John, while he was advised to perform the Hatha-yoga system to control the mind, he flatly refused that I am unable to control my mind in this way. he stated that chanchala hi manat Krishna. Krishna, the mind is so agitating and moving. Chanchala hi manat Krishna. Pramadhi. It is just like a madman. You cannot control a madman. Sometimes you have to chain a madman for doing mischievous activities. Sometimes you have to send to some hospital for special care. So, Arjuna says, Chanchalasya manaskrishna pramati, mad, balavat, and not only mad, it's very strong and virulent. And very strong as it can be. Kattaham nigdaham manne. If you ask me to control my mind, it is very difficult for me. Kattaham nigdaham manne. Bayuropi sudhuskaram. If there is some wind, strong wind, and if one thinks that I shall control this wind, stop this strong blowing of wind, as it is impossible. Similarly, the movement of my mind is so strong that I cannot promise that I can control this mind. And after the statement of Arjuna, Krishna said that Krishna saw that his strength was becoming disappointed because he cannot prosecute the yogic system. So he is becoming disappointed. But he knew that Arjuna was always thinking of Krishna. That was that. Although his mind was very agitated, because he was a politician, he was a warrior, still his mind was fixed up in Krishna. That is him. Therefore, he says that yoginam api sarvisam madgatam sanatana. The Krishna consciousness movement, the technique is that you may be engaged in various types of work, but the mind must be always fixed up in Krishna. That art you have to learn. How it is possible? It is possible. Perhaps you have not seen in India the women, they go to draw water from the well, and they keep on the head. They are going, but the head is so balanced that the water pot will never fall down. There are many instances that if you learn how to keep this balance in spite of your movement, the water pot on the head will not fall. Similarly, if you mold your life in such a way that Krishna should always be remembered, then in spite of your mind being very agitated, your mind will be fixed up. That is the point. Therefore, in the devotional service, we have got so many engagements. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dhastam, Sattva, Atmadhi. This is last. The Kaivamburi Maharaj, he was also great emperor. And he had to rule over all over the world. And still, Savai Manat Krishna Padara Vidla. He always fixed at his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai Manat Krishna Padara Vidla. Vajansi Vaikuntha Gunanvana. That is the heart of Krishna consciousness. In spite of your all engagement, your mind should be fixed up in Krishna.
Because mind is
inclined to go astray. Asatpate. Asatpate, asat means this material, and pate means way. Mind is generally attracted to this asatpate. But you have to draw the mind to the first person, first means future, Siddhana. That is the question.
Satkarma nirahara mahishitana sare sunanu bade kuru sattva.
Therefore, satkarma nirahara mahishitana. Karma. Because if you are engaged in ordinary karma, karma I have already expressed. Karma means doing something for your personal benefit. That is called karma. Or, in plain words, doing something for sense benefit. That is called karma. And as soon as you engage your activity for such sense gratification or for your personal benefit, then you have to commit sin. That's the fact. Therefore, you are entangled in this birth and death problem. So, yes, the Vishuddhuta advises that if you want that karma nilhara vishuddha, if you desire at all, that I shall be freed from the resultant action of karma, then your duty should be harer gunanupada prasattva-bhava. You simply try to glorify the Supreme Lord all in 24 hours. That is the impossible.
Follow Sattva Bhavana. Sattva Bhavana, Siddhartha is here.
Sattva Bhavana, Chitta Sodhaka. Sattva Bhavana means Chitta Sodhaka. Chitta means the heart, and Sodhaka, the purifying process. So, instead of taking yourself to this prescribed ritualistic ceremony, if you simply engage your mind in describing or glorifying the Supreme Personality of God, that is our first. Our only objective is how to glorify the Supreme Personality of God. We are writing books, we are publishing magazines, we are preaching, we are going everywhere just to glorify the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna. That is our only. This process is recommended here, Chitta Shodha. If you sit down and write some articles on Krishna, that means you have to concentrate on Krishna's activity, or Krishna's devotee's activity. And that very process will purify your heart. Therefore, you always recommend to our students that you write articles, read our magazine, read our book. In this way, if we keep ourselves, work for Krishna, this we have come here, in this pandas, or in this Kumbh Mela, not for any other purpose than to glorify the Supreme Lord so that people may understand the importance of this movement. So, Chitta Sodhaka, here recommended by the Vishnu Dutta. Vishnu Dutta means the direct associate of Lord Vishnu. Tatkarma nirhara vahushyatam harer gunanubhada paru sattva-bhava. Be always engaged in glory thanks the transcendental quality of Hare. Again it is said Hare, not any other person. Hare, Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God.
Athai nama mapa mapanayata kitasesa aganishkitam jadasho bhagavan nama mriyamana amagrai.
Now here, we should conclude that this Ajahn, we know that throughout his whole life, he has simply committed sinful activities. That's the fact we know. But at the time of his day, Niyamana, Jagasu Bhagavan Nama, Samagrahi, simply chanted the name of Hari Narayana, Samagrahi, perfect without any offense. Just try to understand that simply by chanting one name only, Narayana, Samagrahi, without any offense, he becomes immediately purified from all sins. These are not exaggerations, this is the fact. Otherwise, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should encourage Harinnama, 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 Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti. He will never find any disagreement with the Atra, Sadhu and Guru. Therefore, not from that have to say, Sadhu, Atra, Guru, Bhakti. That is our guide. Sadhu. If you take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Sadhu, as a devotee, the key words and the words of the scriptures, as you say, the Sadhu will speak only on the authority of Shastra. And Shastra means the description given by the Sadhu. They are correlated. And Guru means who follows the Sadhu and the Shastra. These are very instructive. Sadhu with us, and it's always engaged in the service of the Lord. He is sadhu, bhakta, and sastra. Sastra means the description of the activities of the sadhu and Bhagavan. Just like Srimad Bhagavat, we are reading the story of Ajahn. He became a sadhu. Therefore, his description of his life is in Sakarya, Prahlad Maharaj, his sadhu, Rupa Maharaj, a sadhu, Ambarish Maharaj, a sadhu. Formerly the kings were all sadhu. Rajar, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you have heard, Rajar Sayogi. Formerly the kings were so exalted and they were so mad that they were, although they were sitting on the throne, they are dealing in politics, in skills, they are sadhu. Just like this. There are many instances. Thus, if there is one sadhu, he can make many other sadhu. Sadhu does not mean that he alone enjoys the fruits of his spiritual life. Sadhu means he is trying to make other sadhu. He is sadhu. Krishna, like that sadhu, as you are describing the last portion of Bhagavad Gita. Matatasmat manusheshu kachitmeyeshu. The sadhu, and sadhu means he should preach according to the scripture, not outside the scripture. Sadhu does not mean that he malinterprets the sastra. He should present the sastra as it is. He should understand the sastra and guru means who is following Sadhuan Shastriji. Therefore, Ratandas has to say that Sadhu Shastra, these things should be confirmed by the spiritual master and people will follow this principle, Sadhu Shastra Guru Master. Silete Korea Oiko. To be confirmed one thing, but you have another. In this way, we have to make conclusion. So, Jadaso Bhagavan Namam Riyamana Samadhu. Because the Gamaduta, yes, Vishnu Dutta says that we know that this person was addicted to sinful activities throughout his whole life. But at the time of his death, he has remembered, he has uttered offenselessly once the name of Narayana. But one should not think that all life, let us go on committing all sinful activities, and at the time of my death, I shall think of Narayana Sarvastra. That is not possible. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. If you practice when you are alive, when you are strong, for chanting the holy name of Krishna and Narayana, then there may be chance. Otherwise it is not possible. Not that a layman will all of a sudden return Narayana. He must have previous practice. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Kirtaniya Sadahari. Amalina Amaladena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. If you practice in your life, chanting the holy name of Krishna, I remember one of our teachers in our school life, he instructed that if you always think that I shall pass my examination with distinction, then you can pass in first division. If you think that I shall pass my examination with first division, then you may pass in the third division. And if you think that I shall somehow pass my examination in the third division, then you fail. That means if you expect more than your capacity, then it may be possible that at the time of examination you get the right number and pass it. So the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Sada, Kirtaniya Sada. Not that 2 hours or 1 hour, but one should practice, and that is the recommendation, as it was followed by Haridas Thakur. But because we cannot do that, therefore, we have to engage always in the service of Krishna. That is making, remembering Krishna. The real fact is how to remember Krishna. This remembering of Krishna by Ajahn was not accidental. He chanted his son, Narayana, in his previous life when he was young man. But by bad association, he fell down. But the effect was there at the time of his death. So much effect that the Vishnu recommends that because he has chanted at the time of his death, the holy name of Lord, he is now free from all sinful yes. Now, Sankirtta Purihasangva Suvam Hila Namevava Vaikuntha Namak Kasana Asesa Avaharana Vidhu. That is a very nice conclusion. He says, Vishnu says, Sankirtya. Sankirtya was simply by indication. Sankirtya, Purihasam, or by joking. Sometimes people joke us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. That is, that has not been effect. Purihasam. Sankirtya, Purihasam, was Subham, heart with devotion and reverence. Sovam,
Shilanayamam.
Or, Shilan means without giving any importance. This one chance. Shilanayamam.
Vaikuntha Namagrahanam.
Vaikuntha means Krishna or Nara. Vaikuntha Namagrahanam.
Asesam Adaharam Adidhu.
That even in such way one chants the holy name, then it can vanquish immediately many millions of sinful years.
There is another Bengali, a wife. Ata hari name jato paap hare. Paapi hare tato paap hori bare na.
One chanted Hare Krishna, or Krishna's name, it has so potency, so much potency, that it can vanquish millions and millions of sinful reactions. Just so much a sinful man cannot come. A sinful man can come in hundreds and thousands of sinful activities. But the holy name of Krishna is so powerful that a sinful man will be unable to commit so many sins as the name can vanquish simply by chanting one of the sins. This is the purpose.
Sankirta parihasam va subham hila nimo va vaikuntha namagrahanam asita avha haram vidu. Potita khalita bhavana sannasasta pahata puri puri ritta abhi vasenaha pumana narahati jatana.
Somewhere or other, if we can chant Hare Krishna mantra, then we can save ourselves from so many troubles as it is example, this verse is a little different. Thank you.
Thank you.